Good morning, everyone. Y'all come on in. Let me get all my little screens set up. Hope y'all are having a good day. I've got my new UT little. If y'all don't know, last weekend I went to go see my beloved UT Vols play in Knoxville. We were in a, if you don't know, our stadium is really tall. Like it seats 102,000. We were very lucky. A friend of ours, they had access to a suite, and that's how we ended up going. Like, it's not like we bought tickets, and they invited us. And so we were in this like suite, and at the very top of the fucking stadium. Well, I'm scared of heights for some reason, didn't bother me at all. My husband, though, on the other hand, the way that it was looking out over the stadium, there was like slanted glass that went this way, and there was like no reflections, so it really just looked like it was like it's this big open window. Chris couldn't even get out of the chair. Like, he sat there and he was just like the whole time, and I said, "Baby, are you okay?" And he's like, "Just freaking out a little bit, just a little nervous." Like, he never settled down the whole time. So it was a great weekend, though. I had never seen the Vol Walk. So I got to see that. Lots of walk-in that we walked all over town. I went to the alumni store inside the student center, bought a little UT necklace, got me a UT ring, and I also got a UT jogging suit outfit because I have to be donned in the UT on the weekends. But it was fun, and it was just nice to do. And I also, for all of you, just keeping you updated, we are still working on me going back to school, doing the things. I will share as I get more information, but we are rolling things right along. So there's that. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to do today. Now that we're all here and we're coming on in, I hope that for those of you who it's the day after the election, we're not going to talk about politics, but I do want to let everybody know that we, for half of you are probably not feeling great today. Half of you are probably feeling like relieved and stuff. It's just the dichotomy of things that happen. And like, what I want to say to all of you is, I always find that these are moments when we can really sit back and decide, how much of the world am I going to let affect me, and how much am I going to be an effect on the world? And we tried yesterday to just give y'all a couple of resources. I'm glad Kathy's here. She dropped a meditation for everyone just for grounding that you can use at any time. And I would honestly, I haven't listened to Kathy's. Kathy, I don't know. Are you available to just pop on for a hot second? I hate to put you on the spot, but I know Kathy. She wakes up in the morning and she takes that shower and she gets ready for the day. She's not like Corinne. I'm going to work dirty if I have to. Corinne sometimes doesn't take showers for days. Well, maybe Kathy. Oh no, here she comes. Hello, my
Hello.
fellow Vol fan.
Yes, I'm so excited that you got to see the Vol Walk.
Yeah, I got to see the Vol Walk. I got to do it all. Like, literally, we did everything a true UT fan would say that
Good.
makes their life complete. So that's what I did.
Well, and honestly, the stadium looked fabulous. The night game, the lights.
Yeah. And then my
I was
niece is going
jealous.
this weekend for homecoming, so she's excited.
Nice. Nice.
Your meditation that you dropped yesterday, we're talking about today, body image and pictures and things like that. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I know it's to ground people. Is that something they could even listen to if they're kind of in a freak out moment about their body during the holidays, or is it very specific to elections and stuff?
No, it's not specific to anything. It's called orienting, which essentially, if you are feeling very uncomfortable with where you are, either emotionally or physically, it just has you scan the environment around you to kind of help you realize that, okay, you know what? Everything really is okay. You know, I see these things. I can touch these things. I can smell these things. It's interesting. It went along with what you were talking about with your candles and how the scent of the candles grounds you. I just used all five senses for grounding.
Okay, so how long is it?
2.5 minutes.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to tell all of you. I think this would be really good for all of you as we're going into the holidays, to keep, like, you know, download it on your phone, because we put it in the private member podcast, which means if you download and save things on your phone, they're just easier to find in your podcast mm-hmm. apps. I would just bring it with you to when you go to your holiday celebrations, especially if you know there's going to be pictures and things like that, because pictures and stuff freak us out. You know, a lot of us spend, like, I remember when I was overweight, and Kathy might feel the same. It was almost like I was an acrobat. When it was time for the camera to come out, suddenly Corinne was fast. She was stealth. She was able to hide. Like, I was very good at getting away from the camera. And it was because I just didn't want to be in them. It made me very hypersensitive about my body. It freaked me out, all those things. So this might be something good to just go to the bathroom. I don't have my earbuds in here, but I have my little earbud case. Y'all, I carry that thing everywhere I go. It's always in my purse. You could easily just go to the bathroom, plug an earbud in, push play on Kathy's grounding or orienting meditation and calm you down before, like just to get you kind of recentered when you were at these stressful situations. So that's what I was wanting to know. I hadn't listened to it yet, so I didn't know like how long it was and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone asked, can you post the link? It is in the Quick Hits podcast and it posted yesterday. So you should be able to find it that way.
And then also, if you go to the Facebook group, there is a video from me that is just more about stressful situations and kind of how to calm yourself down, I did a little bit of the grounding, like just kind of a way to like trigger you. I burned my candle all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that we can do. And I've noticed in the comments that some of you have, like, you overate yesterday, shake it off.
Yeah.
This is the question I would ask myself. If you're not feeling like, this is so good for your brain to see. Am I feeling a lot better today because I ate yesterday? Or did I eat yesterday to avoid my feelings rather than just being stressed and being anxious and stuff? I went ahead and ate as a way to ground myself. Today, did it solve anything? We really want to teach our brain, like in these moments, how to look back at those things and say, like, you know what, that really didn't help. And we don't, like, most of what we do is we look back and we beat ourselves up over it first. And like, we're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, why can't I get my shit together? Or, you know, or we just kind of brush it off like, well, that's the best I could do. There's nothing wrong with a thought that's the best you could do, but it's not helpful. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like that's one of those thoughts that always sweeps things under the rug. It's because it's like, maybe it was the best thing I could do in the moment, but the most helpful thought I could have is, I want the best thing to change. Yeah. I want to have other things that I can pull out. So now I actually have things that are the best things. And then I have this thing that's more like a ripcord, or it's like, there's nothing wrong with doing it. But what it is it's not helping me actually deal with my emotions. It's not actually helping me sort through what's real and what's not, what's in my control and what's not. And that's what we're wanting to teach you, is like, there are so many other things that we can start doing in these really stuff, tricky moments that you can the next day say, I did the best that I could. And that is the best that I want now. Like, that's the version of me. This other version of me, that's all she's got. Like, and I think that that's such a helpful distinction. It's like, is it the best you could do, or is that all you have and you want more now? So use Kathy's meditation, go to the Facebook group, check the video out. If you didn't eat, you aren't any better. I just want to say this for everyone, whether you ate or not yesterday, however you felt, whether you felt elated or you felt like terrified, no one's better than anybody else. It's just everybody's at a different place as to how they're able to cope and deal right now. And we just want to get to where we are coping and dealing with all of our life circumstances in ways that actually truly help us as a human, just ourselves. Okay. Anything you want to add to that, Kathy, before we get on to the photo stuff?
Yeah. What I hear you say is many of us last night reacted in a reactive way. You know, it's the habitual way. What I love to see people do is transition into reacting in a more intentional way. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm choosing. This is how I'm choosing my reaction. And if you're choosing food intentionally, it's a lot different than reacting just by hitting the pantry because there's nothing else in there to draw from.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a good point. One of the other things I'll just even add to that is, you know, there's like these different phases we all go through. You know, my first phase back in the day was I just reacted with food. I didn't know to do anything else. Yeah. Like I have been writing all of y'all's No BS, the new No BS program, and which is exciting because it is filming all day. It's going like, this is the biggest program I've ever written, first of all. And it's going to take 3 days to fit. I can't go like 8 hours a day like some actresses can. Corinne has I got about 3 hours in me. And then I kind of have to stop and then regroup. I just start losing my voice, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. But so I'll be filming all weekend so that it's going to be ready for y'all. We are building out all kinds of things. It's super exciting. But as I've been writing this, I've been having to go back to, you know, the Stone Age, back when I lost weight, try to figure out like what was going on for me. And, you know, and I'm pretty in tune with my story, but I really, really thought about all these different instances. And one of the things that I'm thinking about now for y'all is when I first started losing weight, I had one way to deal with crappy emotions. I had one way to deal with stress. I had one way to deal with overwhelm, and that was just eating. I ate, and that was my natural reaction. Then I have spent years having my natural desire to eat and then stopping and saying, I am retraining myself to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, and I will tell all of you, Kathy's meditation, me burning a candle, anything we tell you to do, I'm just going to be straight dope honest with you because I do not want you doing these things with delusions. They will never, ever in the beginning be nearly as satisfying as doing what you always do with food. One, like a candle is going to, like, you're not going to burn a candle and be like, well, this is just like having cookies. It's like, no. You're going to be burning a candle, still wanting to eat cookies, but having some balance, having more grounding, like keeping enough of your senses in the realm of being able to focus on what you want to do in that moment. That's really what happens. It's not like you burn a candle and it's like, oh, and I don't never want to eat again. And then we got to do that. We have to have our natural desire to want to turn to food because we have been turning to food since we literally came out of the womb. Every single one of you, if you were born through a hoo-ha, you were taught the moment you grabbed air in your lungs to ask for food when you're stressed. That is the way newborns communicate. They get fed first because we always think like they must be hungry. They must be hungry. And babies cry and eating is soothing. So you are wired to feel soothed with food. And that's perfectly normal. But it takes a while for you to redirect and say, I'm going to do this thing because I know that like tomorrow or in a week or whatever, I'm going to feel so much better then. So right now I'm going to do this thing that makes me feel a little better or not as bad. And it's probably not going to be as satisfying as food, but I'm going to get some benefit. And then I'm going to get a lot more benefit later on down the road. And you do this for a long time. It's like, have a craving, have an urge, have a desire. Your brain wants to go to its natural place. And then you are going to do these other things we're teaching you until a couple of things happen. You start noticing that not only does it feel pretty good in the moment, but you really enjoy the aftermath. You start getting more of the hit from like, you've now had so many experiences where you felt really bad, you took care of yourself in a better way, and not only did you help yourself in the moment, but you got to feel better the next day. You didn't have to deal with the regret. You didn't have to deal with the shame. You didn't have to deal with the like, now I need to like, you know, calm myself down on the beat down. Like, we just get to bypass all that. And so your brain starts learning, like, well, this seems like more fun. Well, this seems kind of better. And then it starts thinking like, when you keep doing, it's like, not only do you keep doing this on purpose, even though I'm trying to drive you in a different direction, it's just like, it's like my car. I've got one of those cars that will do some self-driving and it tries to take control all the time. And I'm like, I live on backcountry roads and it gets confused a lot. And it thinks that we're like doing things. And I'm like, no, no. And I grab the rear, you know, I always have my hands on the wheel. I'm not that trusting. But Chris always has my auto shit on. The second it tries to steer me in a way, it's like, no, we're going this way. And it tries to steer me. I'm like, no, we're going this way. That is what we're doing. We're just taking control over the self-driving car. We're like, no, this is where we're going, Corinne. We're going to burn the candle. No, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put in Kathy's meditation. And you do that often enough to where your brain starts seeing like all the positive payoffs, all the things. And then it says, maybe I should just do that because our brains are lazy fuckers. Eventually it's going to ask for this other thing because it's seen that it's better. It sees that you keep wanting to do it. And so it's just like, we need the quickest path to get there. But that just takes time. So I just kind of wanted to add on to that, what Kathy was saying, because I don't want to snow anyone that when we give you these alternatives, especially in the beginning, they're never going to feel as like, they're never going to feel like a glass of wine. They're never going to feel like, you know, a sleeve of cookies. You're not going to get that intoxicating effect, but you are going to get a lot of benefit, a lot of long-term payoff, and you will get enough relief in the moment to be able to start treating yourself differently. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. It's time to talk about holiday photos. Thank you, Miss Kathy Hartman. I appreciate you always coming looking nice. Kathy's one of the few coaches I can bring on camera. A lot of us are like still in our jammies when we're on stage with the camera off. All right. So let us talk about managing holiday photo and body anxiety. So here's the first thing that we have to understand. Your body image isn't about what you look like. So a lot of us, when it comes to the holidays, we're going to be in photos and people are going to be seeing us and we're going to have body anxiety. We think our body image is actually what our body looks like. And that's not really what body image is. Body image is like the reflection of your thoughts that you have about your body. That's why I will give y'all an example. How many of you, when you look at me, are just like, if I looked like, if I'd lost weight like Corinne and I had Corinne's arms and I had Corinne's body, I wouldn't bitch at all. I would just be hot damn, let's go. I'm ordering clothes right now, like all the things. So a few of you. Okay. When I look into the mirror, I do see some good stuff. I'm not going to act like I'm not over here, like I'm like body image toilet central. But for years when I had lost weight, and even now, I look into the mirror and I start thinking about what's saggy, what's crepey, what's wrong with it, why it's never going to look the way I want. So my body image isn't what you see. It's not what you see. Like your thoughts about my body are one way, my thoughts about my body are another. So our body image is always going to be how we're thinking about our body. It's not going to be what our body looks like. Now, the reason why this is really important is because when you see your body, you are going to get told your body image by your brain, your current body image. So if you were to look in the mirror and the first thing you think is, I look so old, that's what your current body image is. Instead of looking in the mirror and thinking, I'm aging beautifully, or I'm getting better with age, or like every one of these wrinkles shows how happy, like all the wrinkles around my mouth show how happy I've been. It's a reminder of all the good times I've had in my life. People who don't have smile lines don't have smiles. So like you really want to think about for all of you when it goes into the holiday season, if you're going to struggle in photos and stuff, we do not want to try to just figure out ways to stand and do those things. What we really want to be doing is we want to be thinking about what at this stage where my body is right now, when I look at it, what do I want to think about it? That doesn't mean you have to think sexy beast. It doesn't mean you have to think all of those things. But what you want to be thinking about is, I want to know what my current thoughts are about my body. And then I want to see if there's any room for improvement there. Are there things about my, like, I get super obsessed about my legs and my flat ass. I joke around with Chris all the time. I got leg day today. And I'm always like, well, I'm off to work on the dump truck. And I come home, I'm like, I worked on my yams. Like, I'm always talking about my ass because I want to grow my ass. And I'm always telling him, like, does my flat ass bother you? And he's like, no, your ass, I love your ass. He's always like, I love your ass. It does not bother me at all. Like, I don't know where you get these things, Corinne, because I still do that stuff. I still bait and ask these questions. And the reason I'm telling you that is because, like, we want to be really mindful of the way we speak about our body. So, like, one of the things I've been telling Chris is every time I do that, I told Chris, I was like, I need you to tell me, stop disparaging your body. Like, if I want to say I'm going to go work on my dump truck, do that. But don't come home and say, you know, does my flat ass disgust you? Like, that's me. That is a signal of looking for reassurance. Like, I've been talking to him about this. Like, don't let me get away with that stuff. Make me reassure myself. I'm looking for reassurance because I don't have it inside. And so we've been having that discussion here lately. So I want you all to think about, like, what do I think about my body? And where is there some room for improvement? What are the areas that maybe I'm missing? And then I taught this at the Body Image Camp earlier this year, and I think this is really important for all of you to hear as we're rolling into the height of seeing people, and you're going to be, you know, body anxiety goes up a lot in the holidays because there are photos and we're usually around people we haven't seen in like a year or we haven't seen in a long time. Some of those people even comment on our bodies, but a lot of times it's just what's going on in our head. Like, no one's really saying anything, but because we're never putting ourselves in a position to be around other people, our brain naturally wants to give everybody thoughts about what they must be thinking about our body. And our brain gets real creative. And if it's picking negative thoughts, it's because somewhere we're thinking that. Because if you didn't have a negative body image, you wouldn't imagine somebody else saying something negative about your body. You would just, like, we would all be imagining they must be thinking that, like, whatever you think they must be thinking this of me only comes because there's a source of truth somewhere in you thinking it. Because our brain is literally making it up. I want you to think about this. You are not a mind reader. If somebody's not verbalizing something, you do not know what is going on in their head. So your brain is trying to fill in the gaps. And if it's negatively filling in the gaps, it's not because that's what they're thinking. And it's not because that's who you are. It's because my current body image thoughts are a little bit of a mess. And I need to see what they are. So I would make a list and then I would go through them and I would ask myself, like, where is there room for improvement here? Or I would ask myself, like, if I'm journaling, I would make a list of here's my current body thoughts. Then I'd make another list of here's some body thoughts that I could be having that I just don't have very often. So, like, in my case, like, I've always loved my arms. I mean, this girl doesn't work arms twice a week because she, you know, hates them so much. I do it because I like my arms and I like to see them improve. And I'm really strong. Like, I have so many lush thoughts about my arms. And I don't spend a lot of time there. I spend an exorbitant amount of time, though, talking about my legs. And so I want to see all of that. I want to see what I could be thinking, what I might be missing out on, what I want to turn the volume up on. And one of the easiest ways to hack that is when you have a negative, like, come up with these things you want to be thinking. And then when you have a negative body image thought, tell yourself, that's my trigger to think this. So if I think my legs look like shit, then I tell myself, and you also have great arms. So use the, like we've been talking here recently about if then statements. We did it during the holidays class. Give yourself some if then statements around some of those negative body image thoughts that you have. If I think this, then I'm going to tell myself this. Then I'm going to redirect to this. And if you don't have any positive body image thoughts, if you are so in the toilet about your body that you are like, I can't, and I have coached many of you who say, I can't find one positive thing about my body. Then here's what I want you to do. If I am beating up my body, or if I'm whatever in my body, then I will tell myself, I refuse to keep speaking to myself that way. And you start drawing a line in the sand. Sometimes before we can come to new thoughts, before we can have some equal airtime about what's right, we have to at least tell ourselves, this is a no. When I hear it, I immediately stop it. It's just like if your kids are fighting, it's like, if I hear you fighting, I'm coming in the room and I'm separating you. I'm not telling everybody I love them. I'm not, you know, resolving the toy situation. I'm not doing anything. Here's what I'm doing. I'm separating the two of you. You who, you know, can't talk nice to your body, you go over here. And you who has nothing positive, like nothing good to say because you don't know what to say, you just go over here. And like, you just kind of come into the room of the brain of yours and you take authority and control. That is also an option. The last thing I want to say on the body image stuff, and I think this is really important for all of you, is body image is also not just like, we get so hung up in how we look. We just think our appearance, and this is so ingrained in women, you know, for centuries. How you looked was like the number one thing that decided if you married well and if you were going to be financially secure, because women didn't have a lot of rights and stuff. And I know that seems like it was a long time ago, but it takes generations for those things to change. Just think about like just body positivity. Like, we have known for decades the BMI is bullshit. We have known for decades that you can weigh a lot more and be so healthy. You can go to the doctor. It's just like my husband's overweight. No, I don't even know how much Chris weighs, to be honest. But Chris is overweight, goes to the doctor. Equal blood work and everything is me, who takes care of themselves like a beast. Seriously, Kelly's a little hog. You, like, it's not about your weight. And so, like, we just get it ingrained in us, like, for generations that being thin is healthy. Being thin is better. Being thin, like, that's all there. And it's just now where we're starting to, like if I asked a group of 10 women now about the BMI, most would say, well, that's bullshit. That's like some kind of crap. And it's taken us decades to get out of that, even though it's been disproven forever. So I just want you to think about, when it comes to body image, it is not just about how you look. So if you are digging and searching and looking for something to hang on to that's positive about you, do more than what society does. Do not judge yourself solely on how you look. If you want the rest of the world to recognize you for the human you are, for the person you are, for your brain and stuff, then you stop hanging everything about you on how you look. Because change in the world will not come unless change in your inner world happens first. Because if you don't change it, why would anybody else think they should? If you're not putting out into the world that you're proud of yourself, that you're an intelligent woman, that you're all these things. Why would anybody else do that? So don't wait on them. So go through and think about parts of my body image. One part of it is my physical appearance. But here are the other things: the mother that I am, the daughter that I am, the worker that I am, the friend that I am, your intelligence, your compassion, all the grandmother that you are, all the things that make you who you are. You are more than just what you look like. And that is what, for me, helped me lose weight, because I was really hard on myself based upon my weight. I grew up in growing up in the 80s and 90s was like a rough road. Girls these days have it so much, I don't want to say easier. They have a fighting chance. You know, those of us who were in the 80s and 90s, even the 2000s, you know, we, and before that, for all of you, it's like 60s and 70s and 50s and 60s and 70s. I look at the girls now and I just think, I'm so glad that things are changing, where women are being seen for more than just beauty. They're being recognized for more things. Like, I think about, there's the rugby girl, Ayalana. I can never pronounce her name. She's on Dancing with the Stars right now. And, you know, she's a big athletic girl, strong as fucking ox. And she's real big into body image. And I'm so glad there are so many girls seeing that there's more than just being really thin, being a Kardashian. And there's nothing wrong with being a Kardashian. I love me some Kardashians. I wear half their shit. I got good American Skims, Kylie makeup, for Grand Sports, the Kardashians. But there's more to it. But you've got to see that in you. And so I think it's really important that when you're going into the holidays, that you also take some time to think about, like, just who you are as a person. And in those moments when your brain is like so fixated on just like, well, I could be happy if my body didn't look like this. It's like, I could be happy because I am this kind of person, because I do these things, because for whatever reasons, like, I can be happy about all that. And I can hold space for the part of me that doesn't like my body. But that's not all the story. Like, I, for one, when I was losing my weight, that was a lot of the magic, was I had to quit making everything about what I weighed. My husband was going to leave me because I was overweight. He wouldn't love me because I was overweight. I was a bad mom because I was overweight. Like, everything hinged on being overweight. And then when I decided to start pulling it apart, it's like, here is a part of me that I don't want to be overweight anymore. I do want to be thin. I did want to look pretty, like all those things, but I could not keep throwing out and throwing away the version of me that was already something to be proud of. And that's what I want all of you thinking about. Do not throw her away. There is not a woman in this membership, I promise you, whoever is sitting there thinking you are the outlier, you're the one. There is not a woman in this membership that is not special to some degree. But I can't find that for you. I can only tell you that it's important for you to find that for you. So if you want to give yourself a holiday gift, do this stuff. Do these things I teach you on Wednesdays. Make this part of your no BS weight loss journey. Don't just sit and listen to all this shit that I say, and don't sit and take a few moments to just write down what's right about you. Stop saying, I don't like journaling. You know what you don't like? You don't like journaling when all you're doing is tearing yourself apart. So don't journal that way. Start with the stuff like this. Start with some of the just like, I got to find something to be proud of. I got to start looking for what's right in me. Because the only way that, if you don't start doing that, How are you ever going to not have urges to eat at night? If all you're doing is beating yourself up all day long, if you're hard on yourself, you never find what's right about you, how do you think you're never going to want to eat at night to take the pressure off of you from self-inflicted wounds? And when it comes to our body and the way we're talking about ours, the way you're talking about yourself internally, that is a self-inflicted wound. That is not the world coming at you. That is so in your control. Okay. The next thing is when you, like, we're back to the pictures. So that's all the body image stuff. So now we're going to, like, specifically dive into pictures. Here's my pro tips for pictures around the holidays. Number one, if it is super triggering and activating, always remember, you do not have to be in them. And you don't need to be ashamed of that. You don't need to feel bad about that. If you really can't get yourself there, then it's just a not now. And that is always okay. And I think it's really important that we tell ourselves that. Because I think a lot of times we think like, well, Corinne's going to teach me the tips on how to be in pictures. And so the only right way to do it is if I'm in the pictures. No, there's no right way to do any of this. There are options, and there are more than just it's this or that. It is, there are options, like lots, multiples. And then we're just going to pick the one that at this stage in my life, where I'm at now with my self-esteem, with my ability to settle my nervous system, with my ability to change my thoughts, with where I'm at right now, this is what feels comforting. It feels loving. It feels like, it just feels right with me. So if you decide that when you go, that being in pictures is just too much, it's just too much, and it's going to detract from your holiday, you do not need to feel bad about not being in those photos. You do not need to feel judged or shamed about it by yourself. You just need to know, I am, for this holiday, this is what I'm doing. I have thought this out. One of the things you're going to hear me say a million times in the No BS course is the one thing that will help you lose weight. If we had to boil everything down, you get one basic. What would be the golden rule of weight loss? It would be think before you eat. And here's the thing I'm going to tell you about the pictures. Think before the holidays and then just decide what feels right. And if it feels right to you, then we're just going to go all in on that, and we're not going to shame ourselves and we're not going to judge ourselves for it. Okay, so that's the first thing. Here's another option. You do some of this work and you decide, I'm not going to like being in the pictures. It's probably going to be a little triggering for me, but I am ready to start. I'm ready to start putting myself in a position to show myself that I'm safe and I'm okay, and that I can be in pictures. And even if my brain acts like an asshole, I want to use it as an opportunity to start pivoting. I want to use this as actually like boot camp to building a better body image. So I am going to put myself in pictures, and I am going to do these things, and I'm going to listen to my brain act like an asshole, and I'm going to try meditations, and I'm going to ground myself, and I'm going to tell myself I'm safe, and I'm going to do all the things because I just feel like I am ready to go to that stage. And if that's your choice, that is awesome. And here's a few things you can do. You can think about how, like, as uncomfortable it is for me, there's probably one day in the future, like, this is what I think about. There's a couple of thought tricks that can help with this. One is, there is a version of me that one day is going to lose her weight, and she's going to want to see the progress. Like, I don't have a lot of pictures from back in the day. I'm always trying to scrounge around and find them and stuff. My biggest regret is that I don't have more pictures of me at over 250 pounds, so that I can just see like, wow, this is how much weight I've lost. This is how hard I've worked. And I don't look at that version of me and think, well, she was gross. Well, she was disgusting. You know what? I think that's important because I've really learned, like I literally will look at pictures of me in the past. Sometimes it's hard to believe it was me because it's been so long now. But a lot of times I look at it and I just think, she was fucking brave. Good Lord. Like my life was so hard and yet I was showing up. I was taking care of business. I was raising that kid. Like I was under so much of my own pressure. And I often just think, and I look at those pictures and I just think, she had so much more resilience than I think I even have now. She got up every day. She put one foot in front of the other. And then she had the courage to start when she had zero reasons to believe that anything would ever change. And for all of you who are sitting around and doubting you're going to lose weight, or maybe you're in a stall right now, or you're just like, oh, I've been fucking around, not doing shit, whatever. And you're listening to this. I was you. I had zero reasons to believe that anything could change. And yet somewhere inside me, I was just like, I don't think this is going to work. And I think you're going to suck at it. And you're probably just going to fail again. And you're going to be overweight the rest of your life. And by the way, your husband will probably leave you because you're so disgusting. That version of me decided one day is like, and I got to do something different. I got to try to start figuring this out. I can't give up on this. There was a version of me as desperate and hopeless as I was. There was a small little voice in me that was just like, she didn't believe she could lose all of her weight and stuff. She just knew that tomorrow had to be better than today. And that was the big thing for me. It was like, fuck all this. Like, we got to start making each day a little bit better. I refuse to keep just going backward. I refuse to keep this life. Even if it means I'll never lose my weight, something's got to give though. And that's what I want, like, for all of you to be thinking about. So when it comes to the pictures, you get to decide, like, some thoughts. And one of my thoughts would be, one day, the version of me who loses her weight, she's going to wish she had some start photos because she wants to see how far she came. She's not going to be judging me. She's going to be really proud of the version of me today that started living her life. That's what she's going to be thinking. But there was a day that I decided it's time to live our life in a new way. And that day starts right now, even as uncomfortable as all of it is. The other thought that has always helped me too is I will be gone one day. And my child, and if he ever has children, my niece, and if she ever has children, they're going to want to know who I am. They're going to want to see pictures. They're going to want the memories. And I want that for them. Because when I'm gone, my child is not going to sit and think, boy, my mother was fat. My child's going to think, that was my mother. And I miss her. And I just, for me personally, as hard as it can be to, you know, to be in photos and stuff, like my mom, I'm always like, Mammy, get in the photos. That's all I'm going to have one day. And so I hope for all of you who are moms and grandmothers and stuff that you can do some of this work in No BS, where you can, like, at least say, I'm doing this for my grandbabies. I'm doing this for my children because they love me. I just don't love me right now. And sometimes that's really helpful. I don't know why I'm so emotional today. Good Lord. I'm not even on my period anymore. I'm in the middle of the menopause. Today, we're just like, today we cry. Well, I stayed up awful late last night. I didn't stay up for the whole thing, but I stayed up late. And this is what happens when Kryn's tired and wore out emotionally. Like, it's all the things. But we're good. I like a good cry. It makes me feel better. Okay. The last thing. Even if you can't get to the point where you talk better about your body, we can just stop beating ourselves up. And that is what we talked about a while ago. And I just want to end on that note when it comes to body image, is that if you can't come to new thoughts while you're losing your weight, at the very least, stop the bleeding. Do not let yourself keep talking to yourself that way. Find things you can be proud of each day and focus more on that. Pivot that brain of yours as often as you possibly can. Okay, let's do some questions. If we got one question. If you have any questions, all you got to do is put them in the Q&A and I will go through them. And we only have one today. I must be just rocking and rolling. When I write down positive things about myself, part of me thinks it's gross or bragging and that I'm encouraging myself to be complacent. It's not stopping me from doing it on my planner, but what's a good thought to respond to those fears? I also wrote down my goals. Okay, Dawn, this is such a good question. Tell me, well, first of all, let me just say this about bragging. When you're in your journal, there's no way that you're bragging. Bragging is an attempt to say something to make somebody else feel small. So if we're in our journal, there's no way that we could be bragging, because all we're really doing in the journaling is we are searching for the right things to say about our body. Because this is the other thing. It's like, think about this. How does it make sense that you should not be saying good things about yourself, that you should not be acknowledging that? Like, this is the question. It's like, what is that like to you? It's if we're not going to be writing down nice things about ourselves, like positive things, then are we supposed to be focused on the negative? Like, and why? Like, just understanding that, Dawn, for yourself. Because sometimes we'll ask that question. It's like, well, no, we're not supposed to find negative things about ourselves. It's like, okay, then why would finding something positive be bad? Like, in your mind, it's because it's bragging or gross. You need to ask yourself, where did I learn that? So often, things like that, we just learn from, like, parents. We just learned in school or something. And it's just literally something that somebody told us when we were at an impressionable age, and then we ran with it for the rest of our life. I love something that my mentor has always said. When you're a grown-ass woman, you know, when you're from the age of 0 to like 17, basically, you rely on teachers and parents and peers and society to help you formulate your opinions. We all do that. That's just human nature. Until you're 26 years old, you don't even have a fully formed reasoning brain. So it is very natural for us to pick up a collection of beliefs as we grow up. That is just how things happen, right? What we forget is that after the age of 18, you get to decide, how do you want to define things? So if you're feeling gross, it is because your thought is, this is wrong. And you need to question, it's like, why would it be wrong for me to find positives in myself? And then you added this one last thing, which is, if I'm encouraging myself, like if I'm doing that, then I'm going to be complacent. I want you to look at every overeat you've ever had. How many overeats came because you were doing such an amazing job at telling yourself all the things that are right about you? Like, how many of you have sat around and been like, you know what? I've really got my shit together. You know what? I am stronger than I think I am. You know what? I think I might actually look pretty good today. You know what? I'm a really good mom. You know what? I get like I'm like ride or die. My friends can call me at the drop of a hat, and I am the go-to bitch. Now, how many of you do that and then be like, I better eat something. I need me some Oreos. I'm going to have to go to bed tonight face down in the Cheeto bag. Very rarely. Sometimes we'll have a few thoughts that sound nice, but they're not coming from a nice place. Like, we'll say, you deserve it. You know, you did so good today. And it's like, in that moment, it's not like you were bragging about yourself. It's like, because you didn't tell yourself, like, here's exactly all the things you did really well today. And here's why you should be so fucking proud of yourself. If you did that, you probably wouldn't need to conclude that with an Oreo. But most of us, what we're doing, we're just wanting the Oreo because we felt stressed from the day. We got through another day, and then we tell ourselves, you deserve it. We're not actually telling ourselves, well, why are we so deserving? What's so amazing about us? What is the great things? Let's have that conversation first. And then when you really relish in yourself, in your own mind, do you still feel compelled to eat? Best quote I've heard in a while about not being in pictures. You deserve to be remembered. That's amazing, Mickey. What thoughts can we start? Can we start saying when we recognize the negative thoughts, thoughts that are believable instead of the shitty thoughts? Well, Heather, give me one. Just type in one and I'll give you one. Most of the time, it's like, if I just have a shitty thought, the first believable thought that I can always go to, it's like my ace in the hole and here in the back, is that's what my brain is telling me right now. Because I fundamentally, like, when my brain is throwing up things about my body, I fundamentally know it's an opinion, it's not a fact. Now, my opinion might be super believable, but if I had to defend it, like if I brought you on camera and you had to defend your thoughts, or you're going to, you know, broccoli jail, where all there is like broccoli and, I don't know, cauliflower. And that's what you're eating for the next, you know, 6 months. Most of you would be like couldn't do it. You could not say like, no, Corinne, this is like, this opinion of my body is 100% true, and here's why. So when I fundamentally believe that a lot of the shit that I think is just really not true, it's just my opinion, and it's an opinion that sucks, it's an opinion that hurts, it's an opinion that I'm wanting to change, it's an opinion that at times I wish it wasn't there, it's an opinion that I know is causing me harm, that's different and gets me out of that spiral of just believing so that I have a small shift. I don't have to think the beautiful thing, but what I like, I'm going from feeling attacked and shitty because of my thought to aware. I don't feel great, but I feel relieved a little bit that it's not as bad as I'm thinking. And that's a level up. I've looked outward for approval and for the proof of why I should love myself. Okay, that's a good habit to break. So let's just stop looking. Like every time you catch yourself looking, we stop looking, right? I'm finally getting to a point where I've stripped that away, good, and I'm ready to find it on my own, something I need to find for myself. The thing I'm struggling with is I think of a positive and I can attribute it to someone else telling me that. And I question if I really believe it or if I'm still using their beliefs. So here's the good thing about this one. If you're finding something that someone else told you and it feels good, then we want to borrow their belief. What most of us run into, Karen, this is Karen Brandt, Gus got to say it for all of you, is Karen, like, it's like, if you have found thoughts that other people are thinking about you, that you're like, that feels really good and stuff, that's because there's a piece of you that actually believes that. So we want to borrow their belief and we want to be like, that's fine. I'm okay with borrowing. If somebody's got a great opinion of me, I will borrow that opinion all day long. It's when people have a shitty opinion of me. Those are the ones we want to let go of because they're not helpful. You get to pick and choose. So the good news is that it's like, if you think a positive thought and you're like, and this person told me, it's because you're already doing the work on stopping the other shit. And now what you're finding is the buffet of opinions that are in the world. Like, I just want, like, let's all imagine we're walking through the world and every opinion that somebody has about us is like, it's on a buffet. And now what you get to do is you get to go through the buffet and you get to load your plate full of the opinions of other people that you actually want. That is the all-you-can-eat buffet I will get behind every day. And all of us should be, we shouldn't even go to a table. We should pull our chairs up to the buffet with a fork and let's dive in on the opinions we want. And then the ones we don't want, we don't put them on the plate. We don't eat them. So there's nothing wrong with looking outside of you. It's when we can only look outside of ourselves. It's when I'm looking outside of myself. It's like when Chris tells me I'm beautiful and I don't, like, it lasts for like 5 seconds and I need that all the time. And if he, let's say Chris has a real busy 3 weeks and my body image esteem is dead last on his to-do list. He ain't got no fucks to give about my self-esteem because he is wrapped up and busy with projects and work and his own worries, his own anxieties. Maybe there's things going on in his family. Maybe he's like wrapped up with Logan and stuff. He doesn't have time to tell Corinne she's beautiful so she doesn't fall apart. That's when we have a problem. But if you're just looking outside of yourself and you're just like, I agree. It's no different than when y'all tell me nice things about me. It's like, thank you. Like when y'all tell me you're the mother you are because you have heard me talk about the mother I am, like it's really helped you. It's made you a better mother. I'm not going to sit there and be like, you know what? I really need to reject that opinion because that's someone else's. I want to use that to fill the holes of my own mothering self-image. It's like, oh, if these people believe this about me, then I'm going to choose to believe it must be true. And if these people are believing hurtful things about me, I'm going to choose to believe those are not true. And that's where the power comes in. It's really understanding when it comes to your body image, you get to decide what is good and what's not, what you want to keep and what you don't. If you want to borrow others' opinions or not, you get to decide what's the junk and what's the treasure. All of it. There's no black and white rules. Most of you, when you're building your body image, please quit thinking you're doing it wrong. The only way you're doing it wrong is if you're hurting yourself. If you're trying to build your body image from acting like an asshole to yourself, it's not going to work. I would call that the wrong hard way. Like, good luck getting there. But when you're doing it from like, I'm going to question, is this bragging? Am I trying to hurt somebody else by thinking positive things about me? No, I'm actually trying to help me. That's not bragging. If it feels gross, it's because I'm not used to be treating myself with respect. If I find opinions that other people have that I don't want, I throw that shit away. And if I find other people have opinions about me, they must be able to see the real me. Because I just choose to believe the real me has a lot to offer this world. And no one's even seen my best yet. Okay. Last one. Suggestions on what to say to myself when I find old photos of myself and feel disgusted. I would just tell myself in that moment, it's like, you only feel disgusted because you're thinking something. What are you thinking, sweetie? I would just, I will say to myself all the time, like, girl, why do you feel this way? What are you thinking about this? Let's talk about it. And then you talk about it with yourself like a friend. Like, even if you don't have a best friend, talk about it with yourself like the best friend you wish you had and become her. But a lot of times when I'm thinking like some bullshit like that, I just think, if I can't reach out to Jane, I'm like, what would Jane say about this? What would my coach say about this? What would people who love me say when I'm thinking this? And have that dialogue with yourself. All right, that is it. I will see all of you on Sunday for some coaching. Come ready to get your coaching, your faces coached off. And have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. Take care of yourself if you need to take care of yourself. Today is a great day to take care of yourself. Every day, honestly, Every day is a great day to take care of yourself. But I want you to think before you eat today. Think before you react. Like if you're catching yourself in the reaction mode, then just think. If you catch yourself and you are eating, guess what? You can think before the next bite. If you pile off a whole bag of Oreos because you're just stressed or whatever, you can think before you beat yourself up. You can think before you go get another bag of Oreos. You can think before you act like an asshole with food tomorrow. We can always think before we eat. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.